Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Hypnotized by a Stranger. This file plays out somewhere mostly familiar. I'm sure you can imagine yourself walking through town and finding out that there is a street fair going on. So close your eyes and imagine. From a distance, you could be surprised to find out that there's a fair going on that you all but forgot about. The many stalls, the sounds of people, and of course, the many colors, scents, and sounds from the stalls itself. Everyone trying to sell you something, either a surface or an object, maybe even a future or the past, mystery and normality. Street fairs are quite a busy affair, if I'm honest. And yet, there's something delightfully fascinating about them. This one isn't too busy, allowing you to explore the market stalls at your leisure. At this end of the street, it all starts. Some clothing stalls. Here you can see some designs that are probably not suitable for daily life, but would look amazing for certain parties. There are large and small mirrors everywhere, and of course you are free to just explore the different fabrics and items on offer. It can be almost overwhelming to explore so many new things at once, so it's easier to just step in and let yourself be immersed by one single thing at a time. As soon as you step away from the street, it becomes a lot easier to focus onto the simple things in front of you. The fabrics, the decorations, and of course the strange patterns and designs. Isn't it fascinating? Isn't it lovely to just look at them and let yourself dream on how you would look while wearing them? Or maybe to be present at a party or a place where this would work so well, so you can walk around feeling beautiful. Initially, you didn't realize that those words did not come from inside your head, but rather were spoken by a stranger. When you looked around, you saw them standing quite close to you, and yet not so close that it was disrespectful. Something about their eyes, their face seemed familiar. Here, hold it in front of you and look at that mirror. Look at how you're staring. Beautifully holding that piece of clothing and how it would look if you were wearing it. Try to imagine how beautiful and graceful you could look. And yet, at the same time, the look in your eyes is what's really drawing you in, isn't it? That feeling of staring into that almost mindless, blank expression. a few seconds later, you noticed that the stranger was gone and you had been staring into the mirror for a while. And yet, there was a warmth inside of you, a pleasant, comfy feeling of acceptance, of feeling beautiful. The next stall was one with all kinds of crystals, necklaces, earrings, pendants, and many more. Some of them were quite simple, no more than just transparent pieces of beautiful reflective material. Others were quite elaborately carved or cut. Others seemed no more than smooth pebbles with a thin film of translucent or iridescent covering. Each of them must have a meaning, and here and there there were signs of how they could help you, that this type of rose quartz helped you in that way. And how, of course, that dark stone looked so fascinating. But it's the many facets that really could pull you in, like a fascination of the different reflections and interactions of light. Surely they did it on purpose, making all those stones and crystals shimmer with fascinating sparkles as their facets interacted. And yet, the tiniest movement of your mind, your eyes, your body shifting just to look a little closer caused an interplay to really distract your thoughts even deeper into a simple drop where you couldn't help but stare. And you're standing there, listening to my voice, the voice of a stranger, your mind distracted, your body just mindlessly staring at what's in front of you. And it's okay, you can become awake and aware again of my presence standing next to you, my voice in your ears. I know it's a familiar voice, something you've heard before, eyes that you've seen before. Enjoy the rest as you explore. The next few stalls weren't as interesting. While it could be nice to try out some of what they were offering another time, today you were searching something else. A part of you knew what you were looking for, while at the same time, the rest of your mind wasn't sure what you were doing. Oh, but what's that? A palm reader? Knowing your future by the various mystic arts? This could be fun. It wasn't as secluded as many of these places usually are. Just a step off the street and a curtain enough to separate you from the wizened elder that just knew what you were coming for, of course. You desire to know your future. You wanted to know what would be and what will be. After a brief exchange of coin, They began to read your future, to predict the unpredictable. And as you sit there, listening to the sound of the palm reader, you all but missed the shadow moving in behind you, the voice of the stranger slowly whispering in your ear again, while words of the future of love and luxury and all these things passed you by. You want to know your real future today, don't you? Even if it means knowing that you'll be walking away here in a trance, almost mindlessly following orders that you didn't know. As my words keep inviting you back into this state where you just drift down deeper, and to drop is only a thought away. And yet, it's as easy as breathing. After you leave here, check across the street. I'm sure that there's something that you want to see. And once you see it, you'll want to do it. A blink caused you to become aware again and notice that the stranger had been standing next to you for a while. The palm reader asked you if you were together, and before you could answer, the stranger had already left. You thanked them, and, well, curiosity is a dangerous thing, yet so alluring. Across the street was another stall, one with chairs and places to sit. It was for temporary tattoos. A henna artist made the most elaborate designs. For some reason, you couldn't help but just walk straight there and sit down. The person looked at you and your blank expression, and a soft smile. Almost as if they knew why you were there, that they knew something you did not. The sensation of the pencil, wet, cold, against your skin with a gentle precision and a beautiful elegance was soothing. The rhythmical strokes just pulled you deeper into that state of trance that you were barely aware of, how deep you'd already gone in just a few steps. It's almost as if every step pulled you deeper, every moment pulled you further. The simple strokes of the pencil on your wrist and hand, lower arm, they were beautiful, fascinating. They were telling a story all by themselves, a story that you were unaware of and yet felt completely in tune with. This is what you want. To feel yourself guided through these experiences, hypnotized and sent to different places, stepping into a world where your thoughts are beautifully absent from the moment. And yet, there are some thoughts still remaining within you. However, the next stall will help you let go, as it will cover up the last of your thoughts even more. Every single drop will help you. Every single step will pull you in even more. The artist smiled at you and let you stand as slowly you realized that they were done. How long had they been done? How unaware were you of your own awareness? Were you awake? Were you dreaming? Were you in a deep trance this whole time, or were you just slipping in and out of trance? You walked, half stumbled a little further, looking around you as there was something else that you needed, something that would allow you to just go completely blank no matter where you were. A little further, a few stalls, not that far at all, there was a shop selling masks. Some of them were a little silly, yet many of them were absolutely beautiful. Some very simple masks, some elaborate Venetian ball masks, some really strange and yet alluring Wiccan masks. Patterns, shapes, all these things to cover up the blankness underneath. As you were looking, browsing through what you needed to find, you noticed that the outside of the mask contained all the detail, all the things that other people saw, but the inside of the mask, of almost every mask, was blank. Just one color, one surface, devoid of thought. If you were to wear a mask, the inside would cover your face and make you as blank as the inside of a mask. It took a while to find the right one, even though when you looked around you weren't sure that the stranger was there. It was almost like they were there in the shadow. A warm, comfortable presence. Familiar yet strange. As soon as you found it, you heard the voice, that one. A few moments later, an exchange happened, and now you were standing once more in the street with a mask in your hand. You knew what you had to do, even though you also understood the implications. Once you would begin wearing the mask, even pulling it off wouldn't completely remove the trance underneath. We all wear masks after all. We all pretend to be more awake or aware than we really are. But it's nice to hide behind a real mask sometimes. So slowly putting it on, allowed your mind to slip down deep into the wonderful emptiness of a deep hypnotic trance. As soon as you could feel the thoughts leaving your body and mind, you felt something gently taking your hand. And now it's time to follow me. For a few more moments, you could stare right in the eyes of the stranger. You could almost see the blankness of yourself reflected in those eyes. And the more you stared, the more deep you fell under their spell. You knew them, and yet you didn't. You had fallen under their spell, so it didn't matter. You were standing there with patterns on your skin, a mask covering the absence of your will, and your body was simply following along. Steps. At some point, it was almost like you had closed your eyes and your body continued to walk without thinking. Steps leading into nothingness, thoughts drifting into emptiness. The sounds of the fair were slowly drifting away, far beyond what you could hear. There was an adventure to be had and a curious surrender to your situation. I wonder if there was any part of your mind or body left that could realize the strangeness of being helplessly hypnotized by a stranger. One of the problems of such deep surrender is that memories get fuzzy and thoughts become difficult to recover. Even though only a few of the stalls attracted your attention, there were so many more, and the harder you think, the less you could remember them. Even the few that you saw blended together into just one experience. Had you really sat down at the palm reader? Could you even remember the item of clothing that you were holding up? Was the whole fair real? Or was it all just a figment of your imagination as you were being hypnotized while walking through the street? I am sure that by the time you wake, the lines that were painted on your skin have already faded into nothingness, drawn into your skin and leaving an indelible but beautiful absence of memory. A drop that is enough to help you down. In a moment, I will count you back up, and you will finally be back where you began. An adventure with a stranger that was not without any danger, but also perfectly safe and familiar to some way. There might have been an undertone of something else, as your mind couldn't fully follow everything that was going on. And yet, I'm sure it heard it all. I'm sure there were no secret suggestions that caused you to surrender your mind so deeply. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, awake. And welcome back. I'm sure your hand is fine.